Hey, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, and I'm here, of course, with Brian Sant, our technician and producer of the show, The Deadline.
Still here.
How are you?
Waiting for the coolness to come through.
Yeah, I know. It's a little stuffy in here. I apologize. Hey, I heard you had a good 4th.
I did.
You did, huh?
Oh, there's plenty of fireworks.
It's a little too late. Was that Pat Benatar's song? It's a little too little. It's a little too late. Yeah, that relationship has crashed and burned, but now he gets laid. That's great, Brian.
Well, at least someone is around here now.
Yeah, you know, I'll just have to live vicariously through your ways here. But I'm glad you had fun. I got new furniture, at least, you know.
Well, there you go.
So it wasn't a total waste of a weekend, and I'm very happy with that. And now I'm going to have to figure out to take the cats to the vet. My father was telling me the vet where he is does this thing where they clip the cat's nails and then they put these little like plastic things on the tips so it makes them like rounded balls so they do their clawing but the claws can't scratch.
Okay.
Yeah. He said it's like $20 if you make an appointment, $25 if you just walk in to have it done. And then it lasts for 3 months. So every 3 months you go and you get the cat clipped and resealed again. So
$200 a year.
That's not bad. I mean, compared to ruining your furniture, your rugs, and, you know, right now I've got them. I just put a beautiful brand new comforter on my bed. So now they're in there messing that up. But it's like, well, the comforter is cheaper to replace than a couch and a love seat. So anywho, but yeah, so I'm glad you had fun. Did you want to hear what else I got? I haven't picked it up yet, but I'm picking it up.
It wouldn't have to do with an adult store, would it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No, this is a drivable, mobile, wonderful thing called a hearse.
Oh, another one.
Yes, but finally one of my very, very own. And she's in black. I finally got a black hearse. I'm picking her up on Sunday. This is the big surprise. I can't wait to tell the kids when they get here.
Where at?
All the way out in northeast Pennsylvania.
Like that's that far?
No, that's the name of the town. It's like by freaking Ohio. It is 6.5 hours from here.
It's up your Erie area.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Like Erie is here and just a little bit north of it is northeast.
Ooh, that's going to be a fun drive back.
Yeah. Well, but I think, you know, I'm going to pack the cooler and get up early and head out, get the car. My friend's going to bring a toolkit, drive it back, and, you know, it'll be one big adventure. I'm taking Monday off because by the time I get home, I'm going to be so exhausted, and then I figure I'll bring the kids back on Monday.
I've done the drive, I know.
Oh, yeah?
I just did that last year.
Really?
Yeah, remember I told you I went up to Northwest Pennsylvania to visit my friends?
Yeah.
Yep, that's a long drive.
Yeah.
You'll get to know Route 80 very well.
Yeah, it's mostly Route 80, like 300-some-odd miles of, you know. But you know what? It's better than having to spend money to fly and drive the car all the way back. Like when the last hearse, when Steve and I got Morticia, we had to fly down to Florida and then rent a car at the airport to drive where the hearse was, get the hearse, drive back, drop off the rental car, and start the 1,000-mile.
Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us.
Yeah, I get bus sick. Yeah, it was easy. You know, we drove and we found a place to pull in and get the air conditioner fixed because we were dying. And then, you know, drove some more, stayed overnight in a Hamilton, whatever, those Hamilton Suites or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then finished the ride up, got in about 4 o'clock in the morning. So this is going to be a long haul, but, you know. I mean, when the first hearse I got was a 6.5-hour ride and went down to Virginia. And we did it, 6.5 hours down, same day, 6.5 hours back, you know. So it's doable.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of stops, though.
Oh, yeah. But I'm packing the cooler, so we'll have sandwiches and water and soda, so we'll have provisions and, you know. And it'll be exciting.
I'm curious to see how many times you're going to have to stop along the way.
What, to pee?
Uh-huh.
I'm bad in the morning. In the morning because of the coffee. You know, as the day wears on, I'm not as bad. You know. Seriously.
Yeah, but
and if I don't take my vitamins. The vitamins, forget it. Then it's just like, you know. Anyway, but yeah, so the hearse is, her name's going to be Jezebel. She's all, she's black with a gold interior in the back where the casket and her coffin would go.
I'm not riding in the back.
No? Oh, you got hurt the last time, right? Your butt hurt?
My butt and my back was killing me when we got out.
So, anyway.
There's nothing like a big roller up your butt.
Well, the rollers come in handy when you're sliding a coffin in and out, you know. But, yeah, so I can't wait to see her and, you know, to finally. And I figured this will be great. It was just a fluke thing. I actually was in my email, because I've been looking for hearses, you know, every so often I go on eBay and I look, and I'm like, oh, I get all bummed out because I can't have this, can't have that. I only have this much money to spend. Where the hell am I going to get a hearse for that much money? You know. It's a 1983, by the way. It has 82,000 miles on it. It's a 1983. It is a Caddy, but it's my first S&S, so it's a Sayers and Scoville. I've had a Miller Meteor and a Rika High Tops, now my very first S&S.
Ooh.
And it's been garage kept, you know. And it's actually been a bag-em and drag-em vehicle up until, like, last month when the guy decided, you know what, I'm going to go buy land and I'm selling this. So what happened was I go into my email, I'm reading emails, and there's a notice from eBay saying, you know, an item that you were watching is about to end. I open the email and I see, oh, wow, it's up to, like, $4,600 on this hearse. I'm like, out of my ballpark, you know. And I hit delete, and as it's deleting, you know, on the bottom of the email says, other items you may be interested in. And I caught out of the corner of my eye this black hearse. I'm like, oh, crap, and I hit delete. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, that wasn't in my spam. It was in my regular. It must have gone to trash. So I open the trash folder. Sure enough, there's the email. So I open the email again, and I look at this hearse. I'm like, wow. You know, I click on it, and it's the first time I've seen an auction like this where it was a buy it now price or make best offer.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like just bidding, like the normal way. Yeah. I had never seen that before. So I'm like pacing back and forth. I'm like, oh man, I wonder, you know, because the buy it now price was $3,200. And then I had a thing where you could click to run the vehicle history. I said, okay, for $8, I'll spend the $8. Let me get the report on this vehicle. Mm-hmm. I print it all out. Thing is totally clean title. Never been in a fire, never been in a flood. It's, you know, the odometer readings are true. It's, you know, everything checked out on it. So I was like, hmm. So I said, you know what? I'll make an offer of $2,800 and just see. You know, odds are he'll come back and say $29 or $3, whatever. So later that night, you know, I was like getting ready for bed, and I was like, I know I shouldn't obsess, but let me go check the computer one more time. Because it said when you made the offer, it said now the seller has received your offer and has 48 hours to reply.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, God. He replied that night and accepted the offer of $2,800. I was like, sweet. So, thank you for writing a book. But
there went your profits.
Yeah, but, you know, it's worth it because now I have this car. Hopefully, make sure it's all running. I mean, he said he just, I asked him about the brakes. He said the brakes were just redone. It has brand new tires, new fuel pump, oil pump. He just put in $20 worth of gas. He said it'll be enough to get you to a gas station when you get here. Barely.
Miles.
Yeah, exactly, because he said it was on empty, but he put $20 of gas in. And but he said the drive, the transmission shifts fine. He said the only thing is it's an older car. You get in, you got to pump it a little bit to get it to start, you know, which is, you know. Kinda.
Yeah, what's that going to cost in gas to get that back here?
It's going to be pricey. And that's why Laura is not going to be driving this to every presentation I'm doing and everything this fall. It's going to be, you know, if it's something local, like a local book signing or a presentation, the novelty of it is, and that's what I figured, you know, I can write this off because, hey, I can do morbid mobile tours again and start that up, but I can also use it to go to book signings that are local and presentations and, you know?
Maybe even your book signing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you said book signings. You didn't say yours.
Well, I meant mine, You know. So, like the one in Mendham. I don't know. I could drive it down there. That's not too far. And, you know, so I think, too, and then if people, because it's weird, I've gotten 3 emails in the past month from people saying, hey, I took your morbid mobile tours. Are you going to be doing that again? I'm like, and here I am looking for a car going, oh, you're killing me, you know? And then it just, like, bam.
Carl, let me rent yours.
Mine's nicer now.
Don't say that.
Well, it's older. It's the one I sold to Carl, Morticia, was an 89. This is an 83. And it's black. The beautiful gold interior. So I think, yeah. Although, you know, he also got the beautiful casket and Ernie the skeleton. But, you know, I can always get another skeleton if I so desire, but for now, you know.
Caskets are a little harder.
They're not, believe it or not. Every time, each one I've gotten has been, like, thrown in, you know, like, the first one I got was a poor boy's casket for that was for baby. And the deal was, all I had to do was drive the hearse up to this guy's house. He worked for a casket company. And he would go all out at Halloween with a big haunted house in his house. And he said, if you'll bring your hearse up here and just sit it on the front lawn for an hour, I'll give you a casket, a poor boy casket, brand new. Throw it in the back for free. Deal! And it was only in Mountain Lakes. We drove up to Mountain Lakes, hung out for an hour. He put the casket in, and we drove home. The next one with Morticia, it was the casket. They threw that in with the hearse, and I just paid $80 extra when I went to pick up the car to get Ernie, because he was normally like a $300 medical skeleton, but he had some imperfections, so I got him for $80, you know. Anyway, so that's my exciting news. I think, well, I'll definitely look at the calendar. I'm kind of booking up in terms of just the presentations, and then book signings will be coming out. So if I can run maybe a couple, even like through here in Hackettstown, take people, you know, either over to Charlie Brown's or out to Hotel Belvedere and out Shades of Death Road, I'll see what I can do. If people want to hop in for $25 a head, you can get in the suicide door or the end loader. You get your pick and take you in a ride in a beautiful, and it qualifies as an antique because she's an 83, so. But I'm not putting antique plates. I never do that. In fact, I'm going to go for broke this time. I'm hoping to God when I get to motor vehicles, they're going to let me get my... I want custom plates that have the letters U, R, and then the word next. And that would be so cool.
Sell some tickets at the Paranormal Intensive.
Yeah. You never know if that happens, but we'll see. You know, I could probably make more money that night. While Jane's doing the spirit circle, I could be driving people out Shades of Death Road, you know.
Or maybe just wait till afterwards
and then take
the same people.
Yeah, they might want to say, hey, for $25 or more, I'll take a ride in a hearse. Because it's how often you get to ride in a hearse but get out alive. That's pretty rare. It's usually your very last ride.
You know? Not for me.
No, what do you mean not for you?
Cremate me, throw me the water out.
Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, please, don't. The earth is bad enough. Just, you know.
Tossing off a cliff, whatever.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm dead. Anyway. So, I have to see. So, that should be fun. So, I can't wait to see it. We're going to get it Sunday and get it back. So, that'll be exciting. And I'll let you know.
Ha ha, kids. I knew before you did.
Oh, you're mean. Oh, gosh. I kind of alluded to it. I don't know if you saw on the NJGHS website, there's a little link for MMT.
Actually, when I saw the show, when you sent it to me, I was like, huh? And I happened to go on there. What was that? Oh, I was just getting the correct name of where the lighthouse is and the base and all that. And I saw that up there. I'm like, what?
Yeah, and I put a little blog on MySpace, but not many people read my blog, so. But there's the official announcement on good old The Deadline. So we're going to do some short and sweet shows this week and next week. Because
wait, you've been blabbing. This one could be that short.
Yeah, well, you know. But for the most part, because, you know, I've been slammed with the book again. It's been in editing mode, and, you know, it wouldn't have been slammed because the editing was not bad. It's just working full time. So it's like I get up at 6 in the morning and I work from 6 to 7:15 on the book. And from 7:15 to 8, I get showered, dressed, and I make it to work by 8 o'clock. And then I come home at 5:15. I have dinner around 6. And, you know, from 6 till about 11, I work more between NJGHS and the book and all this other stuff. So... You know, I've got more members. I processed 20 memberships, and no sooner did I get back from the post office, somebody PayPal'd for a membership. I'm like, just shoot me! You know, I'm like, you're going to wait. I'm sorry, I can't deal. So I've probably got about another 10 memberships to process, which I'm not complaining. I'm so glad that people are getting into this and that they're signing up for membership. It's really, and we have a training. A certification is coming up at Eastern State November 22nd. We have already got the 4 people. And in fact, there's been a couple other people who have expressed interest. And I know we're allowed to do up to 2 groups. So I'm waiting to see. These people are the kind that, well, I don't know if I have the money type of deal. I'm like, well, you know, It's not till November. You could let me know October 1st, and I'm sure Eastern State would be okay with me. They'd have a month's notice to get another, you know, prison guard to be there.
Oh, no, they wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah. So I already paid them, so they're done. We're all set for November 22nd, so I guess...
I'm sure you'll have a great time.
Yeah, this is my baby, huh?
I was like, November 22nd.
It's the week before Thanksgiving.
It's going to be freezing.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather that than all the cucarachas and the heat and humidity. Right?
There's probably still plenty there.
Yeah, but, you know, they're not as prevalent in the cold, right? Don't do this to me. I can handle the ghosts. I can handle decapitated corpses kind of showing up looking for their heads, but please, not the cucarachas.
I make no promises.
Oh, Maron. All right, well, let's move along to something more festive like cemetery hunts. Which, summer is really into full gear here, people, so cemetery hunts are, you know, getting used up. Now, the cemetery hunts are on Saturday nights. You meet and sign the waiver at 9 p.m., and you get to ghost hunt until 10:30 p.m. You must be a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society in order to participate in these hunts. Lifetime membership is available for $20 on our homepage via PayPal. You cannot pay for membership at the cemetery. It must be done ahead of time. Now, if you're a new member, you must complete 2 cemetery hunts in order to participate in a private investigation. So, newbies, make sure you let yourselves be known to the team leaders so they can take you along for training. Cancellations of these dates are possible given inclement weather conditions. Please keep an eye on the site, which is the NJGHS.net website, for last-minute updates, or better still, join our Yahoo NJGHS group to have the info blasted into your email box. The link for that is as well on the homepage of NJGHS.net. Now, the show is uploading with a cemetery hunt on the very same night, July 12th, Rose Hill Cemetery, the evil Rose Hill Cemetery in Matawan, New Jersey. Gregory and Sherry head that one up. July 26th, we have Dina taking people out to the Washington Cemetery in Warren County. That's where you can see the headstones of the Changewater murder victims, which is in my book. It's gruesome, too. Wait till you read that. Gruesome, that murder. Okay. August 2nd, Princeton Cemetery, that is now canceled. Given the high price of gas, Greg and Sherry are just like, can't afford it. It's just too much to drive down to Princeton, so we're canceling that one. August 9th, though, they are taking people back to Bayview Cemetery in Leonardo. And August 16th, they're taking people back to Mount Olivet in Red Bank. August 23rd, we still haven't figured out yet. August 30th, Greg and Sherry are taking people back to Rose Hill, the evil Rose Hill. And September 6th wraps it up for the season. That's still a to-be-determined cemetery, but Dina is the team leader on that hunt. So, stay tuned. We will be back after this short break. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive-time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandemon.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Hi, this is John Zaffis, author of Shadows of the Dark. Welcome to another evening of Deadline, hosted by New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. I hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back. I have to go over the meeting announcements. Now, we have two meetings every month. Both meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member. However, if you want to become a member, you're more than welcome to pay for membership and sign up for it at one of our monthly meetings. The next meeting is going to be on Tuesday, July 15th. That's the North Jersey Division meeting. That's held out in Hackettstown at the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street. That's team leader Dina Tirico. And, you know, if I'm not too exhausted from everything over the weekend, I may just swing by with Jezebel and let people see her. But if it's too much, I won't bother, because I don't know how bad work is going to be when I get back on Tuesday after being out Monday. If not, I'll go by in August. Speaking of August, the Central Jersey meeting has, the Central Jersey Division has their meeting on August 6th. That takes place in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt, New Jersey. That's headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish. Now, I have to make a little apology. This past month, July, the Central Jersey meeting, Gregory and Sherry arrived on time, set everything up, and of course it was July 2nd. And I think a lot of people were already blown out of town for the long holiday weekend. And they sat there for a good 20 minutes, and one person showed up, and then another person straggled in. They sat around, you know, blah, 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 blah for a little bit and realized nobody else is coming. Let's just call it a night. Packed everything up. They got out in the parking lot, and they were still standing around chit-chatting when these women showed up who had gotten lost driving down to the meeting. And, you know, they apologized, saying we already closed the meeting because nobody was here. And they didn't even show up till like 5 to 8. And the meeting ends, what, at 8:30 technically anyway, so. But anyway, our apologies to those women who were dedicated enough to drive down from North Jersey. But you should just drive on out to the Hackettstown meeting on Tuesday, because at least it's a clear run from Bergen County to just come right out 80. In any event, and then you're not sitting in shore traffic going down the parkway to the Central Jersey meeting. But that's what happened. And you know what? I really applaud my team leaders that they had the good sense to say nobody is showing up. Let's just call it a night, you know. And so, you know, I mean, granted, the meetings are going to be a little bit smaller in attendance because it's summer and people are out vacationing and so forth. And I know the August meetings are really, that's a big vacation month. So if you show up to one of our meetings and you're like, this is it, just bear that in mind. It is summertime and the attendance is low, but it does crop back up.
August is a big vacation month for me.
Really?
Yes.
Do tell.
I'll be in Delaware for half a week.
Hi, I'm in Delaware. Remember that from Wayne's World?
Yes, at my mother's shore house.
Oh, that's right. You're going down the beginning of August, right?
I found out where it's at, too.
Yeah.
Southeast Delaware. It's like 15 minutes from Maryland.
Ooh.
So that's going to be a hell of a drive. And then,
yeah.
we'll be going to New Hampshire.
That's our first road trip. The first Laura and Brian road trip. He's going to be like, blah, 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 by the time he gets back.
Yeah, she'll be sleeping, and I'm going to just jump in the car and not stay the extra night and drive home.
Nice. Come on, aren't we going to go for the lobster thing in Maine? It's only 15 minutes up the road. It's funny.
If I had cricket sounds, I'd be playing them right now.
Oh, all right. So then you're doing we're going up to New Hampshire. Then what else are you doing?
That's pretty much it. That's all 1 week, week and a half is actually my vacation. After New Hampshire, I was planning to take the week off. It got cut short. By my boss.
Oh, poop.
Because he said, I need you here because that Tuesday, he says, I'm heading to Hawaii for 2 weeks with the wife and kids.
Wah. Sheesh. Oh, well.
So I'm only going to be off Monday and Tuesday now instead of the whole week.
Oh. After New Hampshire, you mean?
Yep.
So we come back on Monday, mm-hmm. and then you'll only have Tuesday to recuperate and go right back to work?
Yep.
Poop. Well, hey, I'm going back to work. You know, it's like I'm only taking the Monday off, but that should be fun. And then, you know, November, I'll take the kids to California. I was talking to my friend when he called me last night to rag on me for not going to the barbecue.
When in November are you leaving?
November 6th.
Okay.
And I said, yeah, you know, we're going to fly into L.A. and stay outside at Disneyland. And then, you know, the next day we'll drive down to San Diego to go to the zoo. He's like, ooh, you might want to rethink that. Do something more in L.A. I'm like, why? And he goes, He said the traffic is brutal. He said it's going to take you 3 hours just to get down to the zoo and then 3 hours to get back. I'm like, because, you know, when I MapQuested it, it looked like it was about 150
yeah,
miles.
Yeah, that on those highways, forget it.
Really?
I've only been to California once. I had to drive from L.A. to some shore town for work.
Mm-hmm.
And the highway, forget it. I was on it like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Really?
And it was horrible.
Yeah, because he said, he goes, you know, from 6 in the morning to 10 in the morning is morning rush hour. And then
yep.
he said it starts from 3 to like 8 o'clock, or 3 to 6
yep.
o'clock is rush hour.
That's
in the evening.
Right. Yep.
I'm like, Christ.
Unless you go after the 10 o'clock, and then you stay longer.
We can't stay too long because we have, a 6:30 or 7 o'clock twilight tour of the Queen Mary.
You wouldn't make it.
No.
Nope. Unless you do that another day.
Because I was thinking we'd get up early, leave like 8 o'clock in the morning and drive down to the zoo.
You'll hit rush hour.
Yeah, so it takes 3 hours. And
right.
Then you're
then
there by 11.
Right, and the zoo is pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
So say you leave at 4.
Oh, no, I would leave at 3. If we get down there by 11, you know. Cruise to the zoo, get something to eat, and then get back in the car and drive up to the Queen Mary.
Well, so maybe you can see if you can switch some of your stuff around. Maybe do that another day where you actually have, you know, a little more time.
That's it. That's all the time we have.
Oh well.
Yeah. Because then we drive back up, go to sleep in the hotel, get up the next day, go to the airport, and fly home.
Well,
I'll look. I mean, if it's really going to be that bad, then maybe we'll skip the zoo and just maybe go to the beach. Because we could go to, like, Long Beach, you know, and just hang out on the beach and then get cleaned up and then go over and take the twilight tour of the Queen Mary.
Do that?
Because I think Long Beach isn't as far down as San Diego.
I don't remember. It's been
yeah.
a while.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, you know what? We have a Parashare. It's very short and sweet, but people, just so you know...
Just
if you
like
have,
our show.
Yeah. If you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell, then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. And you know what? You can actually get... You can store up credits. 1 credit, and you can have membership in the NJGHS. 10 credits, you can get a very own natal chart done, which is a $75 value. Okay. Now, get this. My friend Wanda told me this. She's like, oh, I could email it to you. I'm like, well, you already told me. I'll write it up for you. So Wanda told me about the time she was living in a house in Newark, New Jersey, when she was about 7 years old, and she would sleepwalk. She would get up in the middle of the night and follow this old lady out into the yard. Sometimes she would see a little boy. Her parents did not believe her about the spirits she was seeing. They even held her down one night to prevent her from leaving the bed. Her mother said that Wanda's eyes were wide open and she kept saying, "Don't you see the lady? I want to go with her." Wanda figures this was a spirit guide or guardian angel of sorts for her, because at the time in her life she was going through so many traumatic events. When she was with this lady ghost, she felt peaceful and happy. And she said sometimes she saw the little boy ghost and stuff. And so, pretty interesting. Now, get this. Did you hear the story about the woman kills husband with pull-out couch?
I have not.
She was mad at him because he was drunk and wouldn't get up. He's Russian. This takes place in Russia.
Uh-huh.
Drunk
explains it.
Russian. Oh, wow. Gosh, go figure. A Russian woman in St. Petersburg killed her drunk husband with a folding couch, Russian media reported. St. Petersburg Channel 5 said the man's wife, upset with her husband for being drunk and refusing to get up, kicked the handle after an argument, activating a mechanism that folds the couch up against a wall. The couch, which doubles as a bed, folds up automatically in order to save space. The man fell between the mattress and the back of the couch, Channel 5 quoted emergency workers as saying. The woman then walked out of the room and returned 3 hours later to check on what she thought was an unusually quiet sleeping husband. Yeah, because when they're drunk, they usually snore. Police refused to comment. So she goes out. She's like, kicks the handle, screw you, I'm getting out of here. Comes back 3 hours later. Oh, my little babushka, he's crushed. Oh, well, that's going to be one for the courts, huh? So, I don't know. We'll take a quick break. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is Intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there.
Hi, this is Rosemary Ellen Garley, author of the Encyclopedia of Ghosts and Spirits and many other paranormal books. You're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for haunted trivia, or lack thereof, because I've been so under the gun. My apologies. In order to get these shows written up and at least get a show up for you people, the haunted trivia, I just said forget it, you know. It's so time-consuming to go through books and figure out a story and how to write it into a question, so screw it, you know. I had all this, my own book to write and bibliography and edits to deal with. So in any event, this week and next week, no haunted trivia. However, I will give you the answer to last week's haunted trivia when you were asked what was the name of the famous palm reader who lived at the Tuckaway with her husband. Her name was Nellie Simmons Meyer, and she was from Indianapolis, Indiana. Now, I should tell you that we did have a winner for the week before when the question asked, or the answer was the Horton Grand Hotel in San Diego, California, and that was Deborah Criswicki. And she wins the book, The Book of the Damned, The Collected Works of Charles Fort by Jim Steinmeier. So she can pick that up at Tuesday's meeting. I'll give it to Dina, or if she's not going to the meeting, just let me know, Debbie, and I will send it to you. So, and that's it. You know, Tuesday is the last day if you've booked for the Portsmouth Harbor Lighthouse Dinner Investigation. Tuesday, July 15th is the last day you can get a room at the Comfort Inn at the NJGHS discounted rate. So that's it. Make sure you book your room if you haven't already. I will also be typing up the menu selections that everybody gave me, and I'm going to mail that off to the boathouse where we're having dinner that night. So that's all taken care of. And don't forget to sign up for the Paranormal Intensive. That's taking place September 20th here in Hackettstown. Each workshop is only $25 per person. Just to be clear, it's going to be like a 9-to-5 day with a workshop running on every hour at the start of the hour. So there will not be concurrent running workshops. So you can register for all of them or however many you want and not have the fear that you'll be double booking yourself. Okay?
Ooh, I don't have to be there all day.
Huh? You're going to be there all day setting up sound equipment, breaking down sound equipment, chairs, breaking down chairs.
I don't see no contract.
Okay, well, we'll take this offline. And then don't forget, we also have the Dinner and Spirit Circle that night with Jane Doherty from 7 to 10 p.m. in the Haunted Charlie Brown's. And maybe like what Brian was suggesting, I should bring Jezebel by. And for those of you getting out of Charlie Brown's, if you want to go for a ride out Shades of Death Road, $25 a head, I will take you that night. You know, I might set that up. It depends. If I've had a really long day and I just want to hit the margaritas and stuff at Charlie Brown's or slam back a few shots of my Seagram 7 and just call it a night. Actually, they have Tullamore Dew. They have my favorite Irish whiskey at Charlie Brown's.
But
so,
I just thought of something.
You
know, might even can't help drink you a little more.
Who what?
Imagine if maybe Jane gets in the front. If you can take a couple of people around.
Oh.
A lot of times she gets more of a feeling if something's there.
Oh, yeah, that's all I need to do to Jane. Oh, Jane, by the way, I want to put you in a hearse.
Well,
so your stomach descends and you're uncomfortable.
Back.
No, up front even.
Yes.
I mean, what if she's... And then that's going to freak me out. Dude, this thing has just been finishing up bagging and dragging bodies.
Hello.
Do I want to put a psychic like her in there and then freak me out?
It's called a suggestion.
Okay, well, thanks. But, jeez, man.
Jeez.
I don't want to do that to her. She'll be like, oh, my God, I'm sick, you know. Anyway.
Gosh.
And not only that, but what if she says, oh, Laura, you should get rid of it. Oh, my God, there's a negative thing. You know, ignorance truly is bliss. So just let me be dumb and stupid and happy, okay?
Well, you've been two of those at least.
Yeah, at least. I'm mastering the happy part. Actually, I am, you know. It's like, I have to say, it's like, I've really gotten the hang of this. You know what? You don't need to know how it's going to work. I think my whole life, I've spent my whole life just always worrying, like, well, but what about this and what about that and da da da. And getting laid off this time really taught me the lesson of, like, you just got to let go, let God, whatever they teach you. But it really was just, I've plugged into this whole thing of, like, somehow, some way, everything will work. Look, with the hearse. That was just such, like, was a total fluke, you know? And who knew? And that's where I'm just kind of like now, it's like, I know, I should be totally crap in my pants. Like, September's coming, and my temp job's going to end. What am I going to do for an income? And there's no unemployment, and blah, 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 blah. And then I just tell myself, don't do that. That's the old you that plugs in and worries and bites your nails. Just, you know what? Somehow, it'll all work out. And it always does if you just kind of give in to that. I think I've spent my whole life getting in my own way with all the worrying and panicking and fretting. And so... that said, I really don't want to put Jane near the hearse and have her give me something to fret and worry about. But anyway, the Dinner and Spirit Circle from 7 to 10 with Jane Doherty at Charlie Brown's is $60 per person. The workshops during the day are $25 each. So, and we'll have the different people there presenting with their books and wares for sale, and they can autograph the books. And, you know, I really wish I would have my book by then so I could sell it and make this worth my while, but... they tell me the book's not going to hit the shelves till October, so.
Yeah, well.
But, you know,
you could sell advanced copies.
I wondered about that. I guess if people want to.
What's that guy? Artie Lang on Howard Stern. His book didn't come out. I think it doesn't come out for another month or so. And they've already sold, like, a million copies.
Really?
Something like that, yeah. Pre-sales.
Yeah, but don't you have to offer a discount if it's a pre-pub?
No, you don't have to.
Because, I mean, I know when I order, you know, for the stock for the books that we sell, which, by the way, we do sell books, you know, and if you're an NJGHS member and you want a nice ghost book from Llewellyn Publishing, you get 10% off as a member.
Mm.
So there's a little enticement. Anyway, we're going to wrap it up here. Thanks again to Brian Sant, our NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
As always, we appreciate our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Dina Tirico. And of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly because at some point in life, you have to meet The Deadline.